This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Roisin Devaisher-Kane, Senior Editor at Women's Health, and I'm here to tell you about Going for Goal, the podcast to help you make good on the goals you want to achieve. Each week, with the help of our brilliant network of experts, we'll give you the tools you need to turn aspiration into action. From falling in love with exercise to mastering meal prep, we've got you. Search for Going for Goal now on Acast, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and hit subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. Let's make 2020 the year that you go for goal.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham. Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast, and here's the gorgeous, talented, handsome, thin, sparkly-eyed, and talented Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, baby?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
So good, because it's 2020, and it's the final Married to Medicine reunion recap.
Oh, yeah. It is over.
Yeah, fun three-parter. But before we get to that, let's chill some stuff, guys. We are back with live shows for the new year. Also, we're doing the Crappy Awards. That's our first live show. It's very soon. It's like in a week and a half something.
Yeah.
And you can go vote for the Crappy Awards. Go do that right now. You can find the link over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And also, you'll find our live show links over there. After the Crappies, we're going to go to Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Hoover, Alabama, New Orleans, Lawrence, fucking Kansas, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma, Asbury Park, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Boston. So we will see all of you guys in real life very soon. If you want tickets, go get those. You can also get our Crappens on Demands videos and our bonus episodes and ask some questions in the Crappens mailbag. Do that all at watchatcrappens.com. Those are all Patreon features. So just become a premium member. And thanks to everybody who is a premium member. We appreciate you and we love your little faces.
Yeah. And on top of that, by the way, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but the voting is open for the Crappies. If you want to vote for those categories, the polls open today and we already have a ton of responses. So if you want to vote, they're really fun. it's pretty much sort of an excuse to go to memory lane for the year 2019. And if you're saying, hey, why didn't you nominate like for best fight Danielle and Margaret ponytail pulling, etc., that happened in 2020, guys. So unfortunately, it's ineligible for this year's Crappies Awards. But go to watchcrappins.com and you'll find the link where you can go vote.
Yes, and that's that for plug-in stuff. Today, let's get on with some Married to Medicine. Now, we were off during the first two parts of this reunions.
Yeah.
Or this reunion. And, God, they were hilarious, the first two parts of this. So good. Very strong.
They really were. They were really, really funny. There was a lot that was happening. They came into it with Jackie and Simone were, like really angry. There was like a feud happening with them. Simone was like feuding with Heavenly. There was just like a lot of drama, but like in classic Married to Medicine / Dr. Simone style, it was all like easily resolved in the sense that basically Simone was like, I will never be friends with Dr. Jackie again or Heavenly. That is clear. By the end of this reunion, I will continue to be hating them both.
5 minutes later, I love Jackie. We are sisters.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, what, are you going to do your homework together? Or are you going to study together again? It's like junior high because they always study together. And he's like, but will you study together again? She's like, we will study together. We are best friends again.
Yeah, so that was like easily resolved. So then like the first 2 hours were really hilarious. And so I was really excited for this hour, but I feel like somewhere within the first, like, I don't know, 20 minutes, this reunion kind of ran out of steam. And to the point where, like, the last 15 minutes, it was questions like, so, what sort of sidewalks do you like walking on? Smooth ones or ones that have ridges? I was like, what is happening to this reunion right now?
Well, that could actually happen on this show, because remember when Toya was obsessed with That's sidewalks?
And she also resented walking on one during the couples trip.
Yes. Toya has, like, a huge history with sidewalks on this show. So that could actually be a question. But yeah, Andy was like, so, doctors, hey, what's your favorite cavity you've ever taken out, Dr. Heavenly, huh?
Yeah, it kind of just lost steam, and then it was, like, floating on fumes, and then it just was like, okay, let's just show, I think, a promo for Married to Medicine LA, but it's not totally confirmed, maybe some cool footage, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's confirmed. Because that was a huge preview. They all went again to LA to see the ladies of Los Angeles.
Kind of funny because we just released today the Crappies nominees, and one of the categories is like the show that Bravo should like give like a second shot to, not realizing that. I watched the reunion after. Posted the categories, and then of course I'm like, oh well, Marriage Medicine LA was on that list, and now it's like, oh, it's already win. Getting a second shot. All right, they win by default.
You see, you have real power in this world.
Thanks.
You can get Married to Medicine shot and renewed all in the space of 2 hours.
Yeah, pretty much.
I felt personally kicked in the nuts just by the new year. I've been on a very positive path this new year. Like, everything's been going great. So, I mean, it's like the sixth, you know. But everything's been going really well, and I'm super happy. And then you give me a third-part reunion with Contessa. I mean, Contessa. All of it is Contessa. The whole last half of this is Contessa. I'm sick of your storyline. Sick of you. Sick of your stupid eyes. She looks like she's been someone through, like, I don't, like, paint on her eyes. What is it with her eyes?
It looked like
old baby doll eyes.
It looked like two spiders crawled up into her socket and started doing yoga. They look crazy.
They look absolutely nuts. It looks like she's pressing her eyes up against a window, like, trying to look in the rain, maybe.
It looks like she turned her eyes into Rorschach patterns.
Yeah. She's basically, her eyes are the opening of Medium every time she blinks. Like, oh my God, I love Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. And then she kept trying to do her fake crying thing, but it always looked like she was crying because of those eyes. Those were just nuts. And Simone was in her glitter suit, and Simone was just trying to start a fight with everybody in this episode.
Simone's look was terrible. She's always, her wardrobe is always just totally off, but like she had like a pert little hairstyle, pert little bob, you know, that was like, you know, like Susan from accounting. And then she was wearing this glitter blazer, but then like an exposed navel sheer or something. It was so bizarre. I was like, oh, Simone, she tries.
And Jackie came in with apology bangs. Listen, bangs are never a way to say you're sorry, because they don't make anybody look softer necessarily, you know. And I love a good bang, by the way. I'm a bangs fan. I would grow them if I could.
To me, bangs look like you were actually going to be more firm about your beliefs. Like you have literally set up shop and put up an awning. Like that's how determined you are. Like you are not going to, I am entrenched in my views right now. It's to the point where I got a business permit and this is my awning, my bangs awning over my eyes.
I feel like bangs are more of a fuck you than I'm sorry. I know this girl who's actually a really nice girl and would never even say fuck you, but she always tells a story of how she would never book a commercial until she got bangs. And then she's like the girl with bangs in every commercial. Like it's lasted, I swear to you, for 15 years. I don't know how she does it. And she's never.
Is her name Perry Paulette?
Her name is Jen, actually.
She's also on NCIS with bangs.
You see, and that girl can never get rid of her bangs either. That NCIS girl.
That poor girl, poor NCIS girl can never, ever get rid of her bangs. You know, can't. She's wanted. She's like, damn it, I've been on a hit show with like iconic bangs. Like that's the only thing that I feel like non-NCIS viewers know about her, is that she's got bangs.
Oh yeah. And you never get rid of them because everybody knows you by them, and it's kind of like a fuck you, I have bangs now, and I'm gonna book this commercial on NC, I'm gonna book an NCIS commercial with these bangs. And Jackie came in with these fuck you bangs, but she's been in so much trouble on the internet for the, you know, infertile, and then her Jackie apologies about the infertile comments. So she's been in a lot of trouble. And so she came in with literally, like, I thought it was a good apology, but it's like, you know, she's in trouble. So it's like, well, if you'd given this apology maybe when it happened, people wouldn't be as mad at you.
I liked it. I actually liked it from what I can remember, because it's like, you know, once we went on vacation, everything I watched just sort of like went through my eyes and like, you know, out my pores. I don't know where it went out, but I just sort of like watched it but did not absorb anything. But I seem to remember liking it. I think maybe because I wanted to like it, because ultimately I still like Jackie. I think that she like totally fucked up and it was so wrong of her to say what she said, but ultimately, I still actually think I still like Dr. Jackie, and I really love Buffy. And I'm like, you guys should not be the ones that are fighting. You guys are not the unreasonable ones. Like, you guys should be fighting with, like, Toya or Mariah, you know, or Quad. Like, those are the people you're supposed to be fighting with. And speaking of Mariah, by the way, I just want to say that, like, clearly the dress code was wear your blacks and silvers, your metallics, right? And she's like, I don't care, I'm wearing hot pink. And you know Andy hated that. You know he hated that.
Yeah, and then she tried coming for Andy, which was hilarious. I mean, Mariah is just, she tops herself every year with just how horrid she is, you know?
She really does.
I'm like, I always think, God, she seems so nice and fun. In real life, like, she seems like she would be a really fun person hang out with and really funny, but God, what a dick on this show. She tops herself every single time with her victimhood, and this year trying to use Ramadan as her great excuse. And then crying, trying to like cry and get like religious religious when people are against you because of your religion. What is wrong?
Oh yeah, she's sort of like claiming like either religious freedom or like religious discrimination.
Yes. I'm like, come on now. You're really stretching it, Mariah. She's
hilarious. Yeah, and Andy was like not having any of it. And Andy did a great job. I had a weird dream that like someone I had like a I did a thing a few days ago on my Instagram where I was bored and I said, I'm sitting on my couch, ask me anything. But of course I misspelled couch and said, I'm sitting on a coach, which sounded really bad. But I said, I'm sitting on a coach, ask me anything. And so someone said, why do you hate Andy? like what, basically like, why do you hate Andy? And I was like, no, I don't hate Andy at all. He just does some things that like I just roll my eyes at. And then I had a dream where Andy Cohen saw me and was like, Ben, people are saying that you hate me. And I was like, no, I don't hate you. We're cool. He goes, that's what I thought. I thought we were friends. Like, we are friends, Andy. And then we like hugged. So in my dream world, Andy Cohen and I are friends. So everyone, if you have
what
any questions for him.
What an odd dream. I love that you misspelled, like your other big fear is misspelling something.
I know.
In your dream.
Mortified.
It was a nightmare. That's Ben's version of spiders crawling out of the walls, you know.
I know.
I spelled coach instead of count.
Well, except that happened in real life. It was a waking nightmare.
Oh. Sorry, I was all
thanks
in the dream.
My IG, by the way. Thanks.
Sorry. I don't really... I'm an old person, okay? Okay, boomer.
You're like Shannon Bedore. I don't even know how to use this technology. What's IG? Is that a new store where I can get a lovely dress for Sophie?
Of course I didn't read your telegram. It hasn't gotten here yet.
Stop. I actually don't like to receive telegrams because I find them to be too negative. Because every time I'm trying to read them, they say, stop. Stop. I miss you. Stop.
Don't tell me to stop.
So, other things that happened. Oh, Quad is pretending she's being interviewed by Barbara Walters this entire time. Or maybe more appropriately, James Lipton. She's acting like they're asking her about her process, you know? Everything yes. They ask, they'll be like, Quad, what do you think of the weather? She's like, let me be honest with you about the weather, Andy.
The weather has affected my life thus far somehow. This much, you know, she just goes on and on. She crosses her legs and nods like she's in a very hard-hitting news interview.
She really does. She acts like she's both the interviewee and the interviewer all at once. You know,
the sister
she does
circle
like
within myself.
She does like a Joan London nod, like, I've just asked you a pressing question, so I'm gonna nod like Joan London. But then she also does the like I'm on the receiving end of a Joan London question nod. She like nods at herself.
Oh, so other fun things that happened in this. The men came out for their men time with the guys. Hey, bros, what are boobies like? Don't like boobies. I like penises. That would be scary for me. Seeing boobies. It's like, all right, you. So the funniest part of this to me was that they had their own set. Like, they had their man cave set.
Yeah.
They put a faucet right in Andy's ear. Did you notice that?
I did not.
There was a
that,
fucking
actually.
Kitchen faucet. It looked like it was curved over right into his ear the whole time.
I love how, you know, it all means something. It means something. It's telling a larger story.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but God, that faucet placement was hilarious.
So leading into the third episode, though, the big thing was that while the men were on stage talking, the women were chatting, were like watching backstage. And while they were watching, Simone and Heavenly started to fight. And I don't remember what they were fighting about or what started it, but it basically was that like Simone is still mad that Heavenly like tweeted a clapback at Cecil on Twitter, you know? So she starts screaming at Heavenly, and Heavenly is screaming at Simone, and that's where the episode opened up on.
Yes, and Simone, who was mad at Quad for still fighting with her about the crab boil, which was last season, is now bringing up this old-ass tweet thing to fight with Heavenly. So she's just screaming and yelling at Heavenly, which, you know, Heavenly's a dick. Like, she's my favorite one on the show, personally, but she's a dick, okay?
Yeah.
But still, Simone, come on. Like, you're really reaching with this. And also, Heavenly was one of the biggest supporters of you getting back together with your husband in the first place. So
yeah, you guys are like friends. Like, what's going on with this? So they're like screaming and they have to be separated, and some they're separated out, and then Simone is all of a sudden like chill on her couch, and she's sitting there in her little Susan from Accounting haircut, and she's like, you know what, if she drags my husband, it's gonna get dirty. Like, she has been a low down dirty dog, and I try not to go there, but if she drags my husband, I'm going to drag Damon.
I'm going to drag Damon right in his big motherfucking face.
Said. That's more specifically what she said.
And Jackie leaves, right? There's a fight. So Jackie's like, my bangs. So she leaves. And then we cut back to the men. And Andy's like, so you guys all have successful wives. How do you feel about being losers? And Curtis is like, well, Andy, you know, no marriage is really 50-50 when it comes down to it. And Cecil's the other answerer. He's like, you know, Andy, a good marriage has room to flex and move around and change.
That's great, Cecil. Curtis, now that we've known you each other for about 7 years, I guess we're close enough that I can ask you, so how big is your dick? I just have to know at this point. How big is it?
So then Heavenly is, Contessa takes Heavenly out of the room, right? And so now the ladies are they out of the dressing room? I don't know.
They're still in the dressing room, but Heavenly like comes back and Simona's like, what the fuck happened? And Heavenly's like, oh, Contessa carried me out of here. They're acting as if like some crazy like bull came running through the dressing room and they had to be separated because of that. Like it's like, you guys remember you guys were yelling at each other? That's what happened.
Yeah. And then Simone grabs her face and she's like, I know you are as sensitive as me. And they're like right in each other's face, kind of kneeling on the ground. And
then, yeah.
And then Simone starts going, you know, I wanted him to get a job and America didn't know, but you knew. And that was the problem. And Heavenly's like,
and someone goes, and I respect that it was your opinion. I was like, what? And Heavenly goes, oh, Simone, I love you, Simone. And America did know. You sit at the reunion, Simone.
And then they fall on the ground together, hugging. This show's so crazy.
I was like, remember like 10 minutes ago when you guys were screaming at each other? And remember like 30 minutes before that when you said you would never become friends with Heavenly again? And now you guys are hugging on the floor, rolling around.
Yes. And Quad is the one in the glitter suit, just in case anybody's like, hey, that wasn't Simone.
No, they both.
Oh, they both had glitter suits.
Yes. Oh, geez. There's room for more than one glitter suit on this stage. And in fact, Quad was sitting in the corner. She was also going through it because the guys, one thing the guys were talking about is that they still hang out with Dr. Gregory. I mean, I don't know why. It's like little mole man. And they're like, yeah, no, Gregory, you can tell. He still misses Quad. So Quad's like, was watching in the corner. Was like, cry, Quad. Crying, Quad. Sister Circle Live. Just like crying. Really, really having a dramatic moment in the corner.
And so now they're all called back to the set. And Jackie's like, well, I needed to leave so that they could make up, because they wouldn't make up with me there. And the women now are joining the men on stage.
Yeah, the whole gang. So Andy's like, so I guess something happened. You guys patched things up, and I'm so glad you two worked things out. Wish I'd known you were going to do that, because then I'm going to have some questions prepared to tear it apart again. So let's just free ball this, wing it, I guess I should say. You know what I'm saying, Curtis? Heavenly, what do you think about Cecil? Say it loud and say it clear, right to Simone's face. Here we go.
It got physical, Andy. And then it's just 10 minutes earlier, them rolling on the floor. And Andy's like, I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, so, for better or for worse, married. The couple's committed, that's also having to do with marriage, it's part of this title, to staying together. But will they have the medicine go down like a sugar cube, which is not having to do with medicine or marriage? I don't know, you get it, it's married to medicine. Let's watch a montage.
So it's relationships. And then when we come out of it, it's like, so, Simone, what keeps you and Cecil together after all these years? Oh, was it the hot sex? How big's his dick? Okay, should we just have a comparison between Cecil's dick and Curtis's dick? Which is taller? Is it like the Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building? You know what I'm saying?
Sausage party! Why are you asking them their secret to success? They literally almost divorced 5 minutes ago. What are you even talking about right now?
And so Simone's like, I think it was the friendships that kept us together. And then there was like a flashback of Toya being like, see, what you should have did was think about the checklist of the things you want to check off. And then Cecil wants to check off one thing, and then I want to check off something. And then all together, once we check it, we handle it, and we got our sandwiches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Toya's great advice. If you want your marriage to last, sidewalks.
Stay away from crabs. All kinds of crabs.
So next, Jackie. Is your house still under construction? I can't believe the two ladies who were coming on for airtime and gave you a pink construction hat with 5 different accents, didn't finish your house on time. This is crazy. By the way, there's penises out here on the stage. Sausage party!
Yeah. First of all, by the way, Jackie's house, they went through like the groundbreaking at the end of the season. So it's probably like May or June, maybe July. It's only been like 6 months, 6 or 9 months. So I don't know what, because Jackie wanted like, she basically wants like a heliport on top of this, on top of the living room. She wants a 10-story like subterranean closet. Yeah. Like, you know, these things are going to take some time, Andy. So just cool your jets.
Oh my God. One of the funniest things about the last reunion. Did we already know this? That Andy brought up that Heavenly has a 3-story closet to complete Victoria's 2-story closet.
I forgot about that. It's basically like a converted attic space.
Yeah. So anyway, construction. She's complaining that the construction team is so slow. And Quad's like, Jackie, where's your roof? Jackie, where is your roof? And apparently they don't have a roof, so they're sleeping in the basement.
Yeah, Jackie goes, well, it should be on there now as we speak, but it wasn't there yesterday. I do not know. I'm like, I like the idea that there like might be like a Santa tracker for her roof.
Like, find Jackie's roof. App.
I know. I have a baby monitor, and I put it the living room just aimed at the sky, and right now it's dark, so either it died or we have a roof now.
My roof is feeling some shame, Andy, and my roof would like to apologize to Buffy's roof.
It's not that I don't have a roof, it's more that my roof now has bangs.
So I can't see it, Andy. Yeah. It's hidden. So he's like, so somebody, some lady from South Bend somewhere says, Jackie, you say you want to work less, but Curtis, you understand that she's never going to change, right? He's like, I support my wife.
He's like, work seems to fulfill her, and I am here to support that, just as I hope she is here to support me buying more vintage cars and sleeping with girls I find at the airport. Thank you. That fulfills all of us. We're all fulfilled. Happy marriage.
And Jackie's like, we've learned so much from the friendships on this show. You might remember I just threatened to quit this show if Simone didn't study with me again. Those friendships mean a lot to me, Andy. And he's like, so how was that romantic trip to the south of France? And she's like, it was postponed because of our roof, Andy. I'm sorry, but wouldn't you want to go to the south of France? I mean, you don't have a roof.
It means she ran out of money. That's what that means.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I think you'd want to go to some hotel. It sounds good to me.
That's okay. They can just pretend it's Paris. They can hire a mime and eat a croissant and go on strike. So then Andy was like, Quad, Cecil was saying that Greg's voice had a yearning for you, Quad. How does that make you feel? And then it cuts to Quad backstage again going, it's just being the most dramatic crier of all time.
This cast kills me. And so Quad goes, you try me, Andy. You try me. Now, Andy, I believe that my husband, I mean ex-husband. Oh no, I just can't. Like, come on, Quan.
Oh, there were some tender times. There were some sweet times. There were some tender greens and sweet greens. There was salad everywhere. Salad. I miss it all. I miss all the toppings.
We had some Jason's Deli salad bar, Andy. I miss it.
Oh, that was and we went to Cece's Pizzeria. It's a lot of love.
Are you still in love? Commercial break. And then when we come back, she goes, Andy, I believe my husband. I mean, ex-husband.
Okay. Okay, show. Okay.
I wouldn't say there was a lot of... There's a lot of love, Andy, but only because we're both terrible tennis players.
Tender greens, Andy. Tender greens.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappy.
Critics are calling Just Mercy powerful.
It's my dad, sir. He did nothing wrong.
It will shake you to your soul.
You killed my family, sir, you!
When you take a black man and you put him on death row a year before his trial, when any evidence proving his innocence is suppressed, that's not justice. That's not right.
Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx are Oscar worthy. Just Mercy in cinemas January 17.
You ain't quitting, is it?
No, sir.
Certificate 12A.
WD Black Storage Solutions provide the performance, capacity, and reliability to help you stay in the game and play without limits. Level up your PS4 or Xbox with our storage solutions with larger capacities and higher performances. Never delete a game again with up to 5 terabyte capacity on our portable drives. Save 5% on selected WD Black P10 gaming hard drives when bought with any game console, game, or accessory with promo code WDBLACK5. Visit the WD Black range at curries.co.uk.
It's commercial. So then Andy turns to Mariah. He's like, "So Mariah, someone wants to know, probably
Dolores
from
Westport.
Who is it?
Dolores from Westport.
South Bend, Westport. Anything with the direction in it, we're gonna say."
Yeah. So someone was basically asking about what does Blackadeshi mean. So I'm like, oh wow, they've run out of content because this was introduced in the first season, and now we're suddenly going to ask the question. But this is like one of those questions that's been on the back burner for year after year after year. It's like, so what does it mean to be Blackadeshi? And she's like, well, we merge our families, and you know, I'm Christian, I have a Christmas tree, and you know, he's Muslim, and Blackadeshi.
Well, that's really nice how you've blended your families and you're celebrating religious holidays. But was Ramadan really the right time to slam quad? And Mariah's like, we didn't slam quad. What? I would never, ever do such a thing. And then we get the clip of Lake saying, well, you know, she's always been a you-know-what. She's always been a hoe. And so Mariah starts, this is where Mariah goes on her big victim thing. She's like,
yeah, this is amazing.
He's like, well, I apologize that that's the only part they showed of our family. We are very offended, Andy. Very offended.
And he's like, but you said it. She's like, I have been fasting, Andy. I've been fasting the entire time when I was in Savannah. Also, I was hungry. I don't even know what I said. I think the words that came out of my mouth were, I was reading words on the wall that they had written. And someone wrote, quad as a hoe. I can't help it. I was reading just to stay alive.
I was thinking of ho-hos, Andy. I was starving to death.
I was thinking of going back to college and walking on the quad and eating ho-hos. That's what it was, Andy.
He's like, that's kind of a deflex, just blaming, you know, fasting for Ramadan. And she's like, it is not a deflex. It is not a deflex. It is the truth. And he's like, so you're saying that they didn't show the whole meal, okay, but they showed you trash-talking at the meal, which is what I'm asking about. She goes, oh, really? Well, what did I say then? What did I say?
Yeah, Andy goes, well, your sister called Quad a hoe, and Mariah goes, and I said, this is not the time or the place to discuss that. I'm like, no, you did not say that.
You never said that.
You said you'll talk about it once Ramadan's over.
Yeah, and she's like, they tried to trash her, and I shut it down, and Quad's like, you encouraged her. And Contessa's like, just watch the show. By the way, why do I have 3 bottom eyelashes the size of traffic cones on each eye? Anybody? I don't know.
Yeah, Quad goes, I thought it was very interesting that Ramadan went, God is the only thing that matters, and the only thing you should be praising, and you should be obsessed to talk be so obsessed to talk about me. I thought that was very, very obsessive.
And then it just cuts to Heavenly going, Yeah, quite a hoe. I rewound that 10 times. I think that is obsessive.
Yeah, quite a hoe.
So then Mariah starts getting on her high horse. She starts going, shame on you. Shame on you. The one time they have shown my Islamic family, and you think I want them to talk about Quad? Shame on you. Shame on you. And Andy goes, but it happened.
And she's like, shame on you, Andy. And goes, but it happened. It was shown. Jesus Christ.
How could you even say Jesus Christ when we're talking about Ramadan? See, there's no room for my religion on this show.
Oh my God. Like, we never knew any of Mariah's religious history before that one very religious scene where her sister was calling Quad a hoe, and then Miss Lucy went in too on her.
Yeah, exactly. And Mariah's like, I want to show them what Ramadan represents the sacrifice, what we have dealt with in merging our families, how big of a hoe Quad is, and they won't even let me do that.
And Aiden goes, can I intervene? And Quad goes, no, no. And he's like, well, you've had your say. You've had your say. And she's like, no, I've had enough. And Auntie's like, please, I'm interested in what he has
to say.
Starts
to whine. He goes, I want to hear him speak. I want to hear him speak. And like, Quad just keeps going, Mariah, I'm so done. I'm done with this. So then Aiden goes, you can be done with it. I'm done with it too. So be quiet. She's, oh, you can't tell me to be quiet.
Now that's where a man goes wrong, telling a woman to be quiet. Don't do that. And Andy's like, come on, I want to hear him speak. And Quad's like, but he said be quiet. And Andy goes, but will you be quiet?
And she goes, and Quad's like, she's like, you are not going to disrespect me. You cannot. And he's like, can you please be quiet? Please. You're not going to disrespect me. And Aiden's like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. She goes, oh, you're not going to disrespect me, but I accept your apology. And you have my attention.
So then Aiden, who's always, I mean, still, you know, dressed just like Mariah. He's like in his matching pink. He says, for them to take that one little snippet and to show that we were fasting, our kids were fasting. He's like, okay, we get it. It was 10 seconds out of 50. I get what you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
And then Mariah's like, nobody stands up and tells the truth, Andy. Nobody tells the truth. And it's so hard. We don't talk about our religion on the show because it's joked about. It is made fun of.
Everyone's like, what are you talking about? We would never make fun of your religion. Please. We make fun of how you say you're being religious, but you're just being shady around the dinner table, which, by the way, I think everyone appreciates shade around a family gathering. So like, you should have just been like, yeah, we talked about Quad and that's how we celebrated.
Yeah. I mean, how does everybody else spend their religious holidays? I know that I talk shit all through Christmas. I mean, what the hell? That's when all your family's together. When else are you going to talk shit with all of your family, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, 2 years ago, Contessa told Scott it was time to hang up her white coat, but then she put her white coat on a peg, and the peg fell on the floor, and she picked it up, and she didn't just pick up a white coat, she picked up a new hankering to go into public health, so she went to Nashville and had some hot chicken. I'll tell you what's spicy, Scott's attitude, because the only degree that she got this season was the third one from Scott. Let's take a look.
Oh, so I just put, why is this section in the third part? This sucks.
I know. So then we saw the whole montage, and then it ends. And he goes, wow, that's a lot to unpack. Every single time.
So I thought this was a very succinct way to put this. Lefty from Left Bend asked, so 2 years ago, you left work to be with the kids, but then you left the kids to go to school in another city. What's up with that, Contessa? And she's like, well, you know, it's interesting because when I worked, I was charting all night. So, you know, it was another way of being distant with the kids, you know, so whatever, basically. She's like, that. I was ignoring kids, but all of the time, okay? I wasn't just ignoring the kids this year. I've been always ignoring children. Which I get what she's saying, you know? It's not easy being home when you're working that hard either.
Yeah. So then Andy is like, well, wouldn't have solved everything if you just stayed in Atlanta. And Contessa's like, no, because the program I'm going to is like a special program. Like, you can't just go to Atlanta. I was like, Andy, like, she's trying to go to, like, the best program. It's not just about, like, oh, I'm just in Atlanta. I got, like, mad all of a sudden. But then Toya's like, what you should have did was you should have stayed in Atlanta and been the best one in Atlanta, because if you're the best one in Atlanta, then they give you a camel.
I like that Toya's like, well, me and my husband talked about it, and he said that you can go to any school. Just be the best in that school. Toya, please, pipe down over there, okay? And Eugene, pipe down through Toya, because that's the most ridiculous. Both of you. My husband said you could just be the best at any school. Well, thanks for chiming in.
So then Andy's like, slippery DV
A tweeted, Scott had the balls to tell you I'm working my balls off and you're not appreciating it, but wasn't it Contessa's job to do that for the past 10 years? Oh, burn, slippery DVA.
And Scott's like, no, I was raising my children as well because it's a partnership, but thanks, guys. And then the double standard question comes up, which, yes, of course, there's a double standard.
Yeah, and basically, you know, Eugene has a pretty good take on it. He's like, listen, it's not that, like, it's like we recognize, like obviously, like, it's not about, like, that obviously Contessa is, like, a better, like, a caretaker because she's done it more, but it's more that, like, when Scott was doing it, like, you were complaining that Scott was doing it when he was actually doing you a solid favor by picking up a lot of responsibilities that you have traditionally held, you know? That was his take on it.
Right. I mean, I think like Scott never should explain in the doing first place. Yeah, he's just she's complaining that he's not doing it right, you know.
Yeah.
And so, Andy, the next question is: we got a lot of tweets. Oh, this is to Scott. So, I love this. This is such like a husband thing to say. So the question is: hey, Scott, a lot of people are mad because you've been complaining about Contessa to the kids, and he's like, "Yeah, Andy. Well, I didn't realize that I was doing that." And when I did see that I was doing it, I wasn't happy about the decision I made. I apologized when I found out.
Yeah. Just kidding. I laughed. I was like, oh, that was great.
Had no idea it was happening, but when I found out it was happening, I don't know. Again, I'm not sure what kind of family this, you know, what kind of family I come from, but of course you've been, I mean, of course you bitch about your husband to your children. Like,
do you? Yeah.
I mean, in my family we do. It's like, you're a father, you know.
I mean, you can do it. I don't know. Okay, well, you know.
I'm not saying it's right.
That is truth growing up.
That is still my truth grown up. And, you know, I support it.
Well, and then now he starts asking Contessa about so did Scott make you leave the Navy? And she's like, she basically is like trying to stop herself from basically being like, you took away all my dreams. You took away my dreams, and I have now just one stupid little dream left, which is to go to Nashville part time during the week, and he won't even let me have that little dream.
Yeah, I still don't agree with Contessa on this. I think that Contessa's a total jerk, not for going to school, but just for her whole, like, he made me quit the Navy. Lady, the way he puts it here, yeah, he said, well, I just told her, I didn't ask her to leave. I just said I don't want to move again because, look, just to move to Atlanta for her, I left a practice with nearly 4,000 people in it, you know? Like, yeah. I can't just pick up and move all the time.
I think it's unreasonable to expect that for someone to, like, move, like, to be as mobile as you are. But it's also a conversation you should have before your wedding. And, like, because if that's going to be important for you, then you have to rethink some things, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't believe we're talking about this again. Contessa. Well, I mean, it is a reunion, but Contessa, leave me alone with this. Leave me alone.
Yeah, Contessa is, like, holding in so many emotions and so much rage, and Scott is just, his eyes are, like, bulging because he's so afraid that he's just going to get raked over the coals again. And Andy's like, well, I'm so happy to see you're in a good place. I'm like, they look traumatized right now.
Oh, so we're back after two.
We turned Andy into Crossy the Clown. What?
We're back after 2 years of Simone and Cecil taking off. They took back the couples trip, and then we get into the Cabo trip.
Yeah,
and will the men get a taste of their own medicine?
So then so it's like strippers and everything. So Mariah starts saying that she doesn't mind if the men go to strip clubs, but she minds that they went to a strip club on a couples trip.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I mean it's like for a TV show. Like, it was all arranged by producers. Like, does it really still count?
Yeah. I don't think anybody really cared. They all seem exhausted at this point. They're just like, yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, Evelyn's like, oh, do you need me to say something possessive? Okay, I don't like when women speak to my husband's face, and I don't like when women talk to daddy in the supermarket. Was that good enough, Andy? Was that a good clip for you? Okay.
And he's like, did you watch this episode together? It's like,
never saw it, Andy. This is the first time I've seen those clips.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then Andy goes, Cecil, the strip club was your idea. Was this the breast version of Eye for an Eye? Sausage party!
And Cecil's like, yeah, we were well within our right to go to the strip club. I'm like, because it's like payback. I'm like, no. You guys seem to forget the whole reason why the women got to be with two naked men for like the first time in like 9 years is because you guys go to the strip club all the time. The paint and sip or the paint and see or the penis and painting, that was for the women's payback. You don't get to have payback on the payback. It doesn't work that way.
Payback on the payback. People go to strip club. I mean, people get naked sometimes. I'm so angry. No one can even pretend to be bad about this right now. But then Andy's like, so Heavenly, you always claim that you had the perfect marriage. And then Mariah goes, tit for tat, whatever that means.
And she's like, well, my marriage is perfect. I mean, at least compared to Quad's. I mean, Quad doesn't even have a relationship anymore, right, Quad? I love you, Quad. And Quad's like, but we had tender and sweet moments.
Common. That's like how you win any fight. Like, I fucked Common. So,
yeah. Andy's like, so was it satisfying for everyone when Heavenly's always act like they've got the best marriage to see Heavenly and Damon fight after they went to a strip club and he had sex with a stripper, basically? And they're like, yeah.
After the producers forced all those strippers to just come up to Daddy and only Daddy the entire time.
Yeah. Hey, so I've run out of questions, and we still have about 25 minutes left of this airtime. So, Toya, why do you like Alicia Keys? And she's like, well, she has a natural beauty, and I think she could sing a lot of notes in bed. I also like Jada Pinkett, and I like when Jada Pinkett does the Red Table Talk, and I was like, oh, that's sort of sexy, and like, that's nice and everything. I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
And Uji goes, Keys, Toya.
Alicia Keys can do chords in bed, she said. And so she's like, let's be clear, Andy, you asked Eugene what you don't want me to talk about anymore, and he didn't answer right. Be honest, Eugene, what did you tell me? You said you don't want me to talk about having sex with other women. I'm like, okay, so what exactly are you trying to accomplish against Eugene right now, you know?
Yeah.
And Andy goes, well, glad you just put that on blast in for all of America.
Hey, Jackie, did you get to use your vibrator? She's like, no, I grew bangs instead. All right.
My vibrator also has bangs, Andy.
My roof is actually made of vibrators.
Let's see. So Andy's like, this is just like the little questions part, right?
Yeah, like this is what it is the rest of it. It's like random little questions. And he's like, so Heavenly, you did say that women could get away with cheating because they are a few steps ahead and men aren't detail oriented. And she goes, I said that, Andy. And he goes, and he's like, yeah. She goes, well, none of the women have been caught cheating. He goes, are they cheating? No, but if they did, they wouldn't get caught like some of the men have, like, because the women are smarter. I'm like, you just acted like you never said that, and then you just repeated it verbatim.
And then Andy goes, so, we just talked about Toy wanting to fuck a lot of lady stars. Let's talk about Shag, Mary, Choke again. Oh, God. So then, this just cracked me up how it's phrased. He goes, Heavenly said she'd marry Jesus, but sleep with Terrence Howard.
It's kind of a gulf between those two.
Heavenly kills me.
Yeah. I actually zoned out at that part of the reunion, and then I came back after the commercial break, but I feel like I remember hearing Terrence Howard's name. But I got like distracted by like a pop-up notification on my phone, and I was like, I'm not going to go back.
I was just so grateful it wasn't a Contessa scene anymore. I was like, yeah. So over that Contessa segment. So Heavenly goes, I don't remember that shit. And Daddy's like, well, I don't like finding things out on TV. And Andy says, that's why you don't watch the show. Another liar. Of course you watch the show. Come on.
I know. Well, no, he's busy making that music in the other room in the attic. His little beatbox. So then we come back from commercial, and it's like break, because that's the new thing, is show a few seconds of behind the scenes. And Andy's like, could we finish this up? I would like to get home to put my child to bed, because I have a child with a bed.
Oh my God, you have a child? Did not hear about that.
Like, how about you stop asking these stupid questions about vibrators and, like, celebrity threesomes that no one cares about?
I know.
Not me being a prude. It's just, like, I just don't care.
I know. Like, who's wasting whose time now? And he's doing the Total Housewife thing where he has a kid, so every argument is that. It's like, I have a child. I would like to get out of here.
So then he's like, well, guess what? There's no better remedy than the healing power of friendship. And when these ladies scrub in, they go all in. I'm like, are we doing a friendship segment now? For like we're like rounding third base coming into home and we're doing like a friendship segment? What?
Yeah, they just ran out of stuff. Yeah. So Andy's like, all right, we're back. So Joya, what's the difference between you went to Dr. Jackie before you went to Dr. Simone. So what's the difference in their doctoring styles? And Tori goes, I will never forget when Dr. Jackie walked into my room in 3-inch stilettos. And she goes, she's about her business. She asked for your money up front. And Jackie just like gives like, huh, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Roofs don't build themselves off of IOUs. So,
hey, you're a dentist over there, Heavenly. What can good teeth and a good smile do to transform someone? I'm like, are we really asking this question? Yeah. Like, are we in a late night infomercial right now with Cher?
It can change your life, Andy. Look at me. My mouth is even bigger this year.
Why are you asking Heavenly? I mean, I know she's a dentist, but she's didn't get the best teeth this year.
Simone, basil, mint, or parsley? What's your favorite herb?
Oh, gosh.
Garlic like salt. Better than garlic powder or the same thing? Anybody?
Okay, Contessa, do you like a swing door, a French door, or a rotating door?
Stairs or elevator, everybody.
Glass elevators or not? Do you like the surprise of where you come out, or do you like to see yourself going up? Anyone want to answer?
Oh, God.
So then there's like a little segment where they talk about having sex talks with the kids, like with Alora and with like Miles and Michael, etc. So there's that.
And then, ladies, I hear some of you took a recent trip to L.A., and then we find out the girls went back to L.A.
Yeah, and then there's like this big promo for Married to Medicine L.A., which got me excited because I felt like I actually really enjoyed Married to Medicine L.A., but I just only got to see 2 or 3 episodes, and it was just we were so busy and we weren't really covering it. And I felt like I wanted to give it more of a shot than I gave it, so I'm excited to sort of dive into it the second season. And I'm actually optimistic it will be even better because I'm like hoping that now the second season they will tweak the cast a little bit to make it just even sharper, you know?
Yeah, and they also make it look like this cast is on the entire season. Like it's a whole preview starting this cast.
Yeah, we only saw like 3 people from last season, I feel like, in the preview.
Yeah, they just mostly showed this cast on that show, which was awesome.
Yeah. So then, yeah, so Quad is like... Yeah, they're just now. So then it becomes a full-on infomercial. And he's like, so
now that you've been on the Married to Medicine LA, what did you think about Britain, right? She's fun. She's a fun person that people should be interested in, right, when it comes back, right? Britain, Dr. Britain, huh, everyone? Huh?
High ponytails, low ponytails. What say you, everybody?
Do you like stepladders or stepstools?
And then his last question. He doesn't even do a rose or thorn kind of thing. He's like, so, I have a baby. Anybody want to say something? And they're like, here's what I look forward to, Andy. Learning from my mistakes. All right. Great ending, guys.
Yeah.
How could you have such a stellar first 2 hours and then kill it with this? Come on.
Yeah. Well, Mariah actually has a hilariously, you know, self-aggrandizing finale moment where she's like, you know, they're like who does Mariah want to mend fences with? She goes, you know what, Andy? I'm a very forgiving and open person. That's what I am, and I've forgiven everybody. Okay, we'll see. We'll be sure to double back to that at the season premiere when you have a grudge from Jackie about the fact that she once stole a tennis ball from your house 3 years ago.
Yeah, the biggest forgiver in the world, Jesus, crawl off the cross, Mariah, the biggest martyr in the world, you know.
Yeah.
So let's see. Any words of wisdom, Jackie? Jackie's like, bangs, Andy. We're growing, we're changing. Bangs, 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 Andy. You know what? And who needs a roof?
Yeah. You know what? I just want to recognize that growth is good, but maybe it just depends on what sort of growth. That's why I would like to reintroduce Fit is the New It to people who are maybe growing in ways I don't approve of. Eugene, that could be for you. And then, Jackie, your demeanor is certainly lighter. Do you feel lighter? Absolutely. Like I said before, Fit is the New It keeps you light. Keeps you light as a feather.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, wow, you guys come out in a better place every time we do one of these reunions. This is amazing. I have a baby. And that's the end of Married to Medicine.
Yeah, I mean, I did enjoy the season, but again, it sort of just went on a little too long. And same with the reunion. The first 2 hours were so good, and then we got stuck with this shit hour. But you know what?
God, it still was making me laugh so hard. Heavenly killed me during this whole thing, and just their fights, just where they were screaming and yelling and never being friends, and then falling on the floor laughing together.
And they're friends again. Thank you guys all for listening. We will be back tomorrow with some Below Deck. Always exciting. Recapping that. Don't forget to vote for the Crappies at WatchWhatCrappens.com, and don't forget to come buy tickets to our shows at WatchWhatCrappens.com. Don't forget to sign up on Patreon, which you can do through WatchWhatCrappens.com. It's a fun website, okay? I mean, it's mostly informative. So anyway, Ronnie, I'll talk to you later, huh?
Yeah, huh? Everybody, huh? Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
WD Black Storage Solutions provide the performance, capacity, and reliability to help you stay in the game and play without limits. Level up your PS4 or Xbox with our storage solutions with larger capacities and higher performances. Never delete a game again with up to 5 TB capacity on our portable drives. Save 5% on selected WD Black P10 gaming hard drives when bought with any game console, game, or accessory with promo code WDBlack5. Visit the WD Black range at curries.co.uk.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Roisin Derbyshire-Kane, Senior Editor at Women's Health, and I'm here to tell you about Going for Goal, the podcast to help you make good on the goals you want to achieve. Each week, with the help of our brilliant network of experts, we'll give you the tools you need to turn aspiration into action. From falling in love with exercise to mastering meal prep, we've got you. Search for Going for Goal now on Acast, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and hit subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. Let's make 2020 the year that you go for goal.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.